May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. These three visitors appear on the horizon, and you can imagine Abraham sitting under some shade, no doubt, in the desert, by the oaks of Mamre. He sees three men, and all he knows to do is run to them. In Godly Play, the new children's ministry for formation that we're about to launch in a month, one of the stories is called The Great Family, and it is about Abraham and his calling, and Sarai, and how they're renamed. And one of the phrases in the beginning, there's a large pile of sand, and the storyteller says, as he spreads the sand out, the desert is a dangerous place. There is not much water there. There's very little food. The wind blows. In the daytime, the heat is scorching, and at nighttime, it's freezing. Some people who go into the desert never come back, because the desert is a dangerous place. And this is why there is a code of hospitality in the Bible, because to not be hospitable to a stranger in the desert is to assure their death. The story in our gospel is actually connected to last week's gospel about the Good Samaritan, the point of which was to be a neighbor to the other, to show mercy to the other, to save life, and not to pass by. Immediately, the very next sentence in that gospel picks up with this story, because Jesus was in Samaria when he told that story, and he was not welcomed by that lawyer, that shifty lawyer who tested him. But then he finds this woman named Martha, and she invites him into her home. She shows him hospitality. She prepares food just as Sarah prepared food. And there is more work to do than she can manage by herself. Her sister was supposed to help her, but her sister, rather, sat at the Lord's feet and listened to him. She got angry. I would be too. We've all been abandoned when we had much work to do and not enough hands to help. I think it's called the church. Or committee chair or something like that. Along those lines, there's a great Anglican theologian named Alan Jones. In the late 70s, he was doing his doctoral work on spirituality, desert spirituality, and he was traveling to visit all the oldest monasteries that remain in operation. And he trekked through the desert in North Africa. He found the monastery that he was looking for. Parched, hot, weary. And the building was imposing. No windows, one large door with a knocker. And he beat on the door. And a few minutes later, he beat again. And eventually, an old monk comes to the door, opens it, says nothing to him, just shows him in, takes him to a room. The inside is like an oasis. Sits him down at a table, brings him food and water and dates. And as he's just about to walk away, he turns to Father Jones and says, "We always welcome the stranger because you never know when one might be in the presence of an angel unawares." The tradition of hospitality, the reason we have hospitals and hospice and hostels where you can stay when you're traveling, is because of the code of hospitality of the ancient Middle East. We are called at all times to do whatever we must do to ensure the life and the safety of the other, the stranger. No one asked Father Jones who he was or what he wanted or why he was beating on their door. They welcomed him and fed him and ensured that he would live. Just as Martha welcomed Jesus, took him to her table, and fed him. But as Jesus does, he ups the ante for all of us. He redefines what's expected. Yes, there is work to be done, he says. But don't confuse the work with what is important. And what is important is the relationship. Always, always, always pay attention to your guest. There will be time to feed them. There will be time to care for them. But not if you haven't even listened to what they need. The first thing is to pay attention, to notice, not to walk past. And now perhaps you see why this story is attached to last week's story. Rather than testing Jesus, Martha invites him in, and Mary instantly recognizes the presence of an angel, a messenger of God, a prophet. You never know when you might cross the path of a prophet. So be aware. Even here, there may be angels sitting next to you unawares. Amen.